broadcasting 24/7 from the top of the Niagara Escarpment.
Hi, this is Tom Richards from the Heavyweights Brass Band, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the best and newest in Canadian jazz. I'm Jenna Marie, host of this fabulous show, and as always, we've got great music lined up for you. But first, how's it going? It's been a whole week. The seasons are shifting, weather is changing, lots of ups and downs for a ton of people in my life right now. So let me know how you're doing. Tweet me at OG Publicity. Today's show features a ton of great new music. We have tracks by Jazz Lab Orchestra, brand new music by Noam Lemesh, soon to be released music by Karn Davidson 9, and a special interview with Tom Richards from the Heavyweights Brass Band. We'll be hearing two tracks from their latest album, Stir Crazy, and chatting with him a little later in the show. So definitely, definitely stay tuned for that. For now, let's get things started with a track by Will Bonis. Winnipeg-based pianist Will Bonis released his album Change of Plans in November of 2020, and he actually just won the West Coast Music Award for Jazz Artist of the Year. So congratulations, Will. We're going to be listening to Bullet with Butterfly Wings, featuring Julian Bradford on bass, Fabio Ragnelli on drums, and of course, Will Bonis on piano. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
That was Bullet with Butterfly Wings by Will Bonis. And you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. This next duo, made up of Bill Sample and Darlene Cooper, are not only soulmates in music, but also in love. They just got married during the pandemic and then recorded this album of jazz standards. It's called You and I, which is almost perfectly titled, but I'm thinking they could have called it the Honeymoon Album. Longtime collaborators turned husband and wife Bill Sample and Darlene Cooper present their latest musical adventure as Wild Blue Herons, a collection of standards inspired by the great women of jazz. Their shared love of musical styles from jazz and blues to soul and groove brought them together and has seen them work in a wide range of settings over the years, from intimate duo engagements to concerts with the 50-piece choir they co-direct with Marcus Mosley. This is An Older Man is Like an Elegant Wine by the Wild Blue Herons. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Some things are worth waiting for. Some things improve with age. Like a vintage wine, growing mellow and fine as you let it reach the proper stage. Well, wine is not alone in getting better with the years. A man is at his greatest when he's graying round the ears. Yes, an older man is like an elegant the time to mellow and refine. A youth, I'd say, is a Beaujolais. Well, a man who is mature has the powerful allure of a robust Bordeaux with a sumptuous glow. That's why the man who I would like to Grand Armagnac. Yes, the man with whom I like to combine.
Thank you.
That was Sanon by Brett Higgins' Atlas Revolt. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. This next band won't be contained. Drenched in energy, passion, and feeling, the Heavyweights Brass Band burst forth with their latest outing, Stir Crazy. Their fourth full-length album, Stir Crazy, features the high-intensity New Orleans-style brass playing and virtuosity that has been a staple of the band since its inception. But that alongside soulful and reflective grooves, and you've got a smorgasbord of musical flavor. The album is punctuated by the tasteful use of studio production techniques that add even more depth to this remarkable creative statement. Stir Crazy is the kind of album that you turn up, put on repeat, and then lose all sense of the passage of time. I had the great pleasure of interviewing Tom Richards, who's the tuba player for the band today. But first, we're going to check out his arrangement of the famous Amy Winehouse track, Rehab. This is Rehab by the Heavyweights Brass Band, featuring John Pittman on trumpet, Paul Metcalf on saxophones, RJ Sachithenanthin on trombone, Tom Richards on tuba, Lowell Whitty on drums and percussion, Joel Vizentine on organ, and Aline Morales on triangle. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is the Heavyweights Brass Band on Orange Grove Radio.
Hey, this is John Pittman, trumpet player with the Heavyweights Brass Band, and you're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
Hi, everybody. I am joined here with Tom Richards, the tuba player of the Heavyweights Brass Band. How's it going, Tom?
It's going well. Thanks. Nice to see you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, radio. And congratulations on Stir Crazy, the brand new album by the band. How does it feel?
Oh, it feels great. It was definitely one of those things where we were making it at what felt like kind of the edge of the world, kind of recording right as things were starting to be locked down. So it was kind of like the carpet was being pulled out under us. So it felt really good to turn the corner and have the record finished and kind of like start looking at the future and thinking about where this is going to take us now that we've kind of come through the process of doing that. And so it's very exciting.
Well, congratulations. I feel like things are looking up, hopefully, fingers crossed, knock on wood, for our world and society. So hopefully, hopefully we'll all be working on new things and going forward. But the Heavyweights Brass Band is a staple in the Canadian brass scene, especially in Toronto. And you guys have been together for 10 years, right?
Something like that. That might even be rounding down at this point. Yeah. I'm one of the babies in the band, relatively speaking. I've only been around for maybe six, seven years. I'm not even sure. But yeah, the band's been around for a long time. And, you know, it's pretty cool to be a part of a thing that, at a certain point, everyone has to just keep choosing to be a part of something, you know, and there's enough reasons to bring everyone to the table. There's enough reasons for everyone to be kind of like everyone's got a busy life, you know, things change over the course of a decade. So it's really pretty cool to see how people are still really, you know, the band is still together. It still feels like a thing that's going forward. And it's exciting to be part of, especially with the new record.
How would you describe the Heavyweights Brass sound, and how would you say it has evolved to this point?
Yeah, good question. I would say that initially, for sure, it's kind of like the idea of the New Orleans brass band sound. So specifically, there are brass band traditions in different parts of the world, obviously, different parts of America as well. But I think, you know, initially, really the New Orleans brass band sound was the catalyst of the kind of excitement, the thing that we were chasing, especially, I would say, in the early days of the band. But of course, it evolves over time, and with the different covers that we've done and the different kind of areas we've gotten into. For instance, on the new record, there's some kind of like more boogaloo or more kind of like funky tracks. And there's like, we do a cover of Black Hole Sun, which is, you know, a throwback to when we were kids. We're old enough to remember that year that Soundgarden record came out. And, you know, Rehab, for instance, by Amy Winehouse. The core, I would say, is still that kind of New Orleans brass band sound. But then, of course, everyone brings their own kind of like interests to it. And a couple of guest artists on the record as well that bring a different flavor. We have Joel Visentine playing organ, and he really...
I was going to ask you about that. I was going to ask you about that because I love the presence of the organ on the record. And I was curious what inspired the band to add organ? Like what was behind the decision?
Well, I mean, we've definitely done lots of, you know, work with guest artists in the past, you know, and we've gone, you know, far afield with that. We've had some, you know, more well-known artists, internationally well-known artists collaborating with us. For this record, we wanted to keep it more local and say, like, you know, this is where the band is, and it's, you turn to the people that are in your community, and someone like Joel is just a great friend of the band and a great talent as a musician as well. So it's kind of more like we weren't looking for specifically organ, but it's like the person that is the, you know, it's the human behind the instrument, you know? And of course, organ for a brass band, it feels like a good mix, you know, because it thickens things up. It gives that really nice, like mid-rangey
kind of growl, but also there's so much sparkle and so much different kind of like timbral shaping that can happen. Because that's a pretty nerdy way of answering the question. But, you know, brass is already kind of like it's a little bit dynamic. It's a little bit out of tune. It's a little bit, you know, kind of wild sounding. And I think organ fits in well with that. And then we have Aleni Morales, you know, that one of my favorite moments is she came and overdubbed some triangle on concept tracks. And it's, I mean, it was... I knew that I wanted to get her to play triangle because I had heard her play triangle live. I was like, I've never heard anyone, you know, she sounds that good on a triangle. I'd love to hear what she can do with a square, but it's like incredible. Like she came in and just totally crushed this track and it's great. I get a kick out of listening to that one.
Last question is, I find this album and you know, all of your music to be packed with this incredible energy. And I actually just saw some clips from the album release show, like party at the Drome Taberna in Toronto. And it looked like an absolute rager of a party. And I was wondering if you folks have a pre-performance ritual to get ready for the energy or if it happens organically.
That's funny. Not really. There's not a set ritual. I do play in some bands that have like you know, a thing that we do every time. I would say with the band, there's a pretty nice like range of personalities that have, you know, I mean, Paul, for instance, saxophone, Paul Metcalf. I mean, that man is like he's high energy from the moment he wakes up. As far as I've never seen Paul like mellow, I don't think. and that's pretty infectious. You know, I think someone like Lowell is always, you know, he has an on or off button. Lowell never plays halfway. And then you have, I mean, you know, I feel like I'm kind of maybe down the middle somewhere and John and RJ both bring, you know, they both bring a lot of intensity to what they do. And so there's this kind of like surge that can happen, I think, when everyone brings a different energy to it, but it all feels like once we arrive on stage, it things tend to happen. Like and Drome Taberna is a wonderful place for us to play. It's always a party, as you say. It's like always a good time. And yeah, it's just there. I feel like the energy is waiting for us when we step on stage. This is Tom Richards of the Heavyweights Brass Band, and you're listening to Stir Crazy on Orange Grove Radio.
You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. This is the show where we play the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. And speaking of Canadian jazz, this next one is going to be by Montreal's Jazz Lab Orchestra. They just came out with a new album, Logus Labus Musicus, and it's absolutely fantastic. It features an incredible ensemble of some of Canada's best improvisers and jazz musicians. We have Mario Allard on soprano and alto sax and clarinet, Benjamin Deschamps on soprano and tenor sax and flute, Samuel Blais on soprano sax and bass clarinet, Jacques-Cuba Séguin on trumpet, Thomas Morali-Bernard on trombone, Félix Stuzy on piano, Alain Bédard on double bass, and Michel Lambert on drums. This is Compte Rendu 2 by Jazz Lab Orchestra. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Hi, this is Toronto-based pianist Noam Lemish, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on 101.5 The Hawk.
Up next, we're going to be listening to a brand new track from a brand new album by Noam Lemish. Et Erlebnisse is German for deeply felt experiences, and that is the title of Noam's brand new album. What's really interesting about this album is that each piece is completely improvised, recorded in a single take, and is played in real time. This is Et Erlebnisse 9 by Noam Lemish on Orange Grove Radio. That was The Bond by Philippe Côté with Mark Copeland from their brand new double release, Belle Tolle's Variation and Fleur Revisited. The Carn Davidson 9 was formed in early 2010 as a collaborative project between Juno Award-winning artists, trombone William Carn and saxophonist Tara Davidson. CD9 is a 9-piece cordless ensemble that utilizes its 7 horns as melodic, harmonic, and rhythmic devices, anchored by bass and drums. This co-led ensemble presents an opportunity for both artists to craft compositions for unique chamber jazz instrumentation and for a formidable collection of guest arrangers to shine new light on existing repertoire by Carn and Davidson. The Carn Davidson 9's unique sound is made stronger by an all-star lineup of prominent Canadian artists, all of whom are exceptional ensemble players in addition to being outstanding soloists. CD9 has produced 2 previous recordings. Their debut album 9 was released in 2012 and was followed by Murphy in 2017. Both recordings garnered Juno nominations for Jazz Album of the Year. This is Wisely If Sincerely by the Carn Davidson 9 from their new album The History of Us, featuring Tara Davidson on alto and soprano sax, clarinet, flute, and piccolo, Kelly Jefferson on tenor and soprano sax, clarinet as well, Sharantha Bedigay on baritone sax and bass clarinet, Jason Logue on trumpet and flugelhorn, Kevin Turcotte on trumpet and flugelhorn as well, William Carn on trombone and bass trombone, Christian Overton on bass trombone, Andrew Downing on acoustic bass, and Ernesto Cervini on drums and percussion. Wow, there's a lot of people on there. All right, enjoy, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.